Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Και η μπάλα ξεκίνεται στο κήπεδο, πλησιάζει την περιοχή και...
Κατέβασε και εσύ το Beton Alpha app και μη χάσεις ούτε ένα γκολ. Beton Alpha. Ανεβήκαμε κατηγορία.
Edo! Welcome to No Chuff Dares, powered by Bet on Alpha. There, I got Roy here with me. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm cold.
No, you look it, man.
I'm freezing.
Yeah.
I bought this from Jumbo.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's I thought it was... Yeah, okay. I see.
It's a snood.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was part of your hoodie.
No, I wish.
I've got one, the Ultras one. It's got a thingy like that.
What, you mean like a, what's it called? Like a bondage thing.
Sort of thing, yeah. So how are you, man? How was your holidays in Cyprus?
Very nice. Thank you very much. Thank you for your hospitality again.
Yeah, I wish we could meet more than once, man.
I know, man. Do you know what it is, right? Whenever I come to Cyprus, it's always like visiting, which I don't have a problem with. But the thing is, because I know so many people out there, it's very difficult to just organize. You know, obviously people are working during the day, so you can only meet up with them at night. I've got the moro, and she gets tired and... It's difficult, bruv. But yeah, man, it was nice seeing you. Before I carry on, I've just got to say thank you to Gosta from Total Green, the Oddie. I came to Lefkosia on Thursday morning because I went to Evelyn's shop to buy some stuff. Okay. And I met with Alex, goalkeeper Alex, at this coffee shop called Press.
Yeah.
Press.
Yeah.
And as I walked in, Costa's sitting there.
Yeah.
He's sitting there and like, he's like, hey, I'm like, what are you doing here? So he went to get something and then he's gone to the Damio. He's like, oh, I'm going to pay for everything. I did it, man. Like, come on. You know, I've got money, bruv. Like, but again, it's the hospitality, man. So it was nice to see him. It was nice to see Alex. Nice to see you, obviously, the family, relatives. And... I had an interesting meeting with the principal of the American Academy in Limassol as well for something which hopefully I'll tell you about afterwards. Okay. It was a great holiday and thank you for everyone for making it a special one as well. And thank you to you and your family, obviously. So, yeah.
Welcome, man. So, anything else or shall I wrap it up, man?
Right, just wrap it up. Fuck it, we're done.
We've got the 3 points. We've got the 2 games with our boy. So, till next time,
we're going to win the league, bruv. We're going to win. mate. Yeah, listen, for all you know, it might happen. I mean, we might find out that Ultra has been putting performance enhancing drugs in the paella at AEK. You know, Abuel might just bottle it. You know, Aris, they might find out that Aris has been breaking financial fair play and dock them 20 points. Buffo at this rate, the way that they're going, they're not going to do anything. And then that just leaves Salamina and Abollon to worry about. So you never know. bro. Do you know what? To be honest, man, like, I wasn't going to say it wasn't a bad game. It was a fucking terrible game, in all fairness. But I guess we won ugly. And I guess it's a win. We went 2 losses on the bounce. Before today, And I wasn't confident going into today's game because of the lack of confidence in the team. And yeah, Olympiacos gave us a game, which is always going to be difficult because our record there has always been a tricky game, hasn't it, with them? I seem to remember us relying on a Gusul Thunderbolt a couple of years back to win us the game. And we lost there the same season as well, I think, when Mavrias made that mistake and they scored back stick. So it wasn't going to be an easy game. They're fighting for survival as well. But yeah, we got a good goal from Loizu, and there's a comment there saying we didn't deserve to win. Well, listen, what can I tell you, man? Like, if we'd have lost this game, people would have been up in arms. So I don't want it to come to a situation where people want us to lose just so they can have something to moan about, you know?
Wasn't really good.
We
dominated or we dictated that my internet shit. Yeah, let me try and go somewhere else because I changed it.
Okay, let me remove you so that you don't see the rest of your house. So, yes, boys and girls, what did you make of this game? To play or not to play? Here is the question. Yeah, listen, these games are dead rubber now. That's how I see it. They're dead rubber games. There isn't really anything else to talk about in terms of our league challenge because that's not going to happen. European places, I highly doubt that's going to fucking happen. So are these games now for confidence today, Roy? Is this what it is now? These games coming up, are they to build up some confidence going into the second leg against them lot? Because again, I'm not confident going into that one either, but stranger things have happened. Like still growing hair. Roy?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I don't know what's going on. Where is I guess you're drinking tea with milk like a proper South man. No, I'm drinking Nescafe. Although, so did it. I was in Jumbo on Tuesday. And I figured, let me get some cold coffee because I usually have Mr. Brown when I come to Cyprus. And I didn't have any this year. So shame on me for not having Mr. Brown. That's the best cold coffee in a can I've ever had in my life. Delos Bando. I've gone to Jumbo and I've gone to the front of the queue where they sell the drinks. And I picked one up. It was a cappuccino. I thought, let me try this one. So I bought two more because they were like $2.99. I had one when I got home to the apartment, and within 3 hours, my toilet was a mess. It was a mess. Like, I unleashed on that toilet because of that coffee. So I don't know what brand it is. I don't know what maca it is. I'm never having it again. I'm not lactose intolerant, but that, well, put it this way, if you're constipated, that is the ultimate drink to have. There's another trick if you're constipated. Have sugar-free polos. Sugar-free ones because they contain laxatives. Believe me, it will be like water. Anyway.
You hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. People asking with the moustaches. I shaved it. I shaved it.
What about the beard?
I shaved it.
At all?
Yeah.
Bravo.
That's one of the reasons why I have this. That's one of the reasons why I have this, because I look about 10 years old. Plus, I'm bald, so it might as well just be showing you my dick, really.
That's okay, man. Never mind. Pulalis. But the game, we were saying, you know, the starting lineup, we didn't really have that many choices on the one hand. On the other, there's only one change in comparison to the game with Upwell. To be honest, you know, I was hoping that we would have been a little bit more
demanding from the game, a bit more aggressive, a little bit better. As I said before, my shitty internet was, got interrupted. First half, I think we had to wait till the half hour mark to have like a chance. Where Bessadine was a bit late to get the touch from Karim's cross, I think. 2-3 minutes later, we got the goal from Loizo, which was a really nice goal. And I think after that, after the 40th minute, let's say, Olympiacos was the better team till the end. We held the clean sheet. We got the 3 points. Like the manager said at the end, no one's really going to remember this game after 2-3 days. And to be honest, I'm not going to say I don't care, but I'm so frustrated and so disappointed the last few weeks that, okay, we got the 3 points. Not that it changes much on the greater scheme of things, because being top six is just, I think, more psychological more than anything. The game that's very important for us is obviously the second leg with Abuel.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to continue having hopes to win a title. Because, as I said last time, this season is disastrous, It's just the extent of the damage being done that, we're counting. And there's no way that even a cup can change my opinion about the season. There needs to be a lot of changes. And
that's bro, put it this way. If by some miracle we win the cup, it's going to be the same as the beginning of this season. Because we're going to be guaranteed Europa League football or Conference League football, apologies, And we're going to make these mercenary signings that don't give a shit like we've done this summer. So what's going to change? Like, I'll be honest with you, bro, and I'm just going to say this right now to everyone watching. I've actually made a few phone calls today to some contacts who have been interested in buying football clubs. And I said to them, one of them in particular, why don't you look at Omonia? Why don't you look at buying Omonia? And he laughed. He laughed. Like, people are laughing, bruv, at the thought of buying this club. So, the fact is, other clubs, as I keep saying, are improving. We're not. And we're not going to improve until we have substantial investment from people who have a genuine interest in seeing the club be successful. However, if these people want to buy the club, they need to have the financial muscle of Buffer and Aris and Garmi Odisa. Do we know any billionaire Russians that can compete with these guys and be interested in buying this club?
Well, I don't know any, man.
So Savitra says Anorthosy will win the cup. Well, look, they won tonight against Buffer. I know they're 2-1 down against Olympiacos. So they can turn it around. It's not too late.
Yeah, it's not a...
Rodri. Hello, Rodri.
Can't see the messages. How can I see the messages on my phone?
Well, they're not coming up.
I don't know how.
Win the best team. We weren't the best team. Hector useless. Oh, man, come on. Only I can use that, Alex. Hector useless. I can't believe this is catching on now. Fuck. Fuck. Shit. That wasn't meant to happen. I consider myself the most important Omonia fan ever lived. Thank you. Okay. I'm happy for you. Well said, Stell. What did I say? I don't even know what I said. Fuck. Roy's gone. Ah, fucking hell. find someone to buy the club. I'm trying, man. I'm trying. I'm honestly trying. Like, I'm not even joking. I'm actually trying. I'm actually reaching out to people and trying to, like, sell the club to them. Like, this is what we have. But then I keep remembering, we ain't got a fucking stadium. We haven't got a training ground. Why the fuck would anyone want to invest their money in this? Oh, like, okay, I don't know. We ain't winning shit. Well, I wouldn't want to win shit. Hey, Roy's internet is the only thing consistent this year. Andy, do you know what? That's not fair, because up until the Abu Oil game, Roy's internet has been impeccable. Now, he's back to COVID Roy internet. Bro, do you know what? Something just came to mind, yeah? The last time your internet started fucking up really badly, we won the league.
There you go.
Perhaps next season is our year, Roy. Perhaps.
I'm going to try this one more time. Aksalagai problando internet na mapasajinito.
Yeah, don't worry. It's fine. I'll hold the fort.
Yep. So, yeah.
Fucking hell. Yanni, Jesus. Fucking hell. I was going to agree with to take one of Bubba Stafford's rental. Yeah, but do you know what? if we can find a buyer and say to him, buy the Magario Stadium, that would be an opportunity to redevelop it. And then.
Μα ποιο είναι όποια ρε, για να το πιάσεις το Μακάριο, μπρα...
Yeah, but how much do you think it will cost someone to buy the Μακάριο?
It's not that simple. Δεν και πάει σε έναν άτομο για να το ζητήσεις. Είναι κάτω με ένα πολλά πράγματα, είναι δύσκολο. In any case, ρε φίλε, as I was saying earlier, you know, at the moment, currently, η αγωνιστική εικόνα της ομάδας is the least important thing for next season, you know. We don't know what's happening with the Eteria, with the Somatio, the technical director who's going to come, if he wants to bring his own manager, his own team. We need more scouts, we need better physical condition, we need better players, there's so many things after. We don't know if you're going to be in Europe, how that will affect if we do go in Europe, how different it's going to be. So there's so many questions at the moment. And even though, you know, the games are offered and seen as an opportunity for like 90 minutes to concentrate on something different other than the business of football, but just the game. But unfortunately, you know, it's so painful to watch this team, man. It's I'm 43 years old. I don't remember me being so deflated ever before in my life. Obviously, the pod and Total Green and the messages and all of that don't make it really easier, you know.
So I just want to switch
everything off and, you know, either go to bed or do something else, because it's not worth my fucking time, man, anymore, man.
If we'd have won like 5-0 tonight, I don't think we would feel any different, in all fairness. Like, as I said before, it was a dead rubber game. Like, if we'd have won 1-0, 2-0, 4-0, 5-0, still wouldn't have made a difference. Like, because it doesn't change anything. It doesn't really change anything. Now, if we're in with a shout for top three, for example, they'd be like, okay, well, you know, it gives us a bit of motivation. But it doesn't. It doesn't do anything. The bottom line is, we're going to have to rely again on a cup run. The only difference between this season and last season is that this season, we might end up in the top six, and every game we're going to play is going to be a fucking derby. Whereas at least last season, we're playing Bayek, we're playing Olympiakos, we're playing Ethnigos, and they could rotate and rest players and whatnot and focus on the cup. But now we've got a second leg against Abuel, who are 2-1 up against us. They're not going to play as bad as what they did against us last time. I mean, I watched some of their game against Loxa last night, and yeah, you know, they were quite unlucky, to be fair, given Ernest's goal, which hats off to Ernest, by the way. Love the guy. They were quite unlucky not to be, for that goal not to be ruled out. And obviously, We've got them next, haven't we? Or have we got Gagnon-Odison next? We've got them next.
No, it's twice in a row with Abwell, and then it's
Gagnon. Right, so we've got them in the league and then in the cup, yeah?
Yeah.
So they're going to be going full pelt in the league because they're still in with a shout of winning it. And then in the cup, again, they're going to go full pelt because it's a derby. But with us, I don't know, man. I really don't know. It's a bit of a difficult one. But before we carry on with this, like, you know, eulogy, did you take anything out of this game, like, from a positive sense? Was there anything that you could take?
Okay, if you put a gun onto my head, Refile, I'll say Loizos' goal. It was a nice goal from Loizos. The clean sheet, even though, you know, it wasn't because we really defended well and we didn't make mistakes and we were concentrated and all of that. Loizos' goal, yeah. I think Loizos, more than anything, is Loizos' goal. And I thought Bessedine was okay overall in the 90 minutes. Just okay. Don't, you know, just that.
He doesn't look like a player that kind of gets you off the edge of your seat, does he? I mean, he's going to be given an assist for that goal, for Loizos' goal. And he was just heading it backwards. But yeah, look, he presses well. He's got good energy, which is why Yannick wanted him. Well, actually, to be honest, that's why Yannick chose him out of all the fucking players that were offered to us. So I guess that's a good thing. But as we can see, he doesn't shoot very well. He doesn't shoot often.
Yeah.
There's nothing really standout about him. And speaking of Ukrainians, where was Bezos? Was he injured again?
I think he was suspended.
Well, suspended.
He meant Kasama, I think.
Okay. So they'll probably play against them lot.
Yeah. So that it seems like Zhrandi isn't that bad at taking set pieces, maybe.
Well, I saw him take a corner, our first corner of the game, and he beat the first man.
Yeah.
That's an improvement. It's improvement.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, the fact is, boys and girls, I'm just going to say this right now. I think between now and the end of the season, probably 90% of the pods are going to be like this. Really? Yeah. That's what it is.
Maybe we should try change a little bit the pod. Maybe we'll, I don't know.
Well, look, we've done 22 minutes, yeah? Shall we do something that I suggested on the last pod and do a keep or sell kind of thing for the list of players that we have right now?
You know what, man? I'll tell you what I said last year as well. As long as we're still... We have a slight opportunity to play in the cup. I can wait for it, even though I know deep down inside that I want for next season between 10 and 12 players. I'm not going to say, you know, 23 players or 20 players or whatnot.
I think I said that, 19 the other day.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's what I always say. If you've got good players around the existing ones, sometimes a few changes can make a big difference. I'm not saying we just need a couple of players. If we get one center back and if we get a striker, this team's going to change. We do need to add quality. We need to add more talent. We need to add players with different attributes. Most of all, we need players who are thirsty, you know? And most importantly, get players that are going to play as a team. At the moment, we're far from that. So, yeah, I mean, we will eventually, I think, we can't avoid this discussion, but since we still have a few games to play for and we're playing up well twice this week, I don't think, you know, naming players just yet, you know, is gonna help Agamo. At least this is what I think. If we're disqualified from the cup as well, or when we will be, it's gonna be easier to have this conversation. But now I don't think it helps in any way to just say, you know, this one out, this one out, this one out. But as I said, they already know, that the players already know that, you know, that there's gonna be quite a few changes. What we can say is that Yuste is running out of contract, Fordis is running out of contract, Bash is running out of contract, and then there's Gitsos and Besedin who are on loan and they're going back to the teams. So that's like five players.
Yeah.
The rest of them have contracts either for the next season or the years after that. But I don't think that we're going to keep players. I mean, I'm sure Papastavrou's thinking that he doesn't want to compensate them or whatnot, but at least they might try and reach an agreement where players might go to other teams. Because, like I said, I think we need a minimum between 10 to 12 players, and that is, you want at least 7 or 8 to be really good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. It's blatant, you know. You can see the positions that we're lacking. The only line that I think has a bit of balance and a bit more quality and a bit more depth is the midfield. But even that, because of the other lines not being able to help, sometimes they also pay for it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I can say.
Bro, do you know what? There's a comment here from Savicho, yeah? I can't believe we renewed Lang till 2025. And I'll say something that I put in the Facebook group earlier. Was it today or yesterday? I can't remember.
Tomorrow.
Right. So what I want you guys to do, right, is understand that whenever a player goes on international duty, the club gets compensated for it. Now, the amount depends on what type of game it is. So you have international friendlies, you have European Nations Leagues, you have World Cup, European qualifiers, World Cup tournaments, European Championships. You have AFCON, you have all these different competitions. Now, just to give you a bit of an insight, I've heard, excuse me, that for every day Karim Ansari Fahd was on international duty during the World Cup, Omonia received $10,000. So if he was with the Iranian national team for, I don't know, Aspumen Legameres, that's 100 grand. That's 100 grand the club makes. Now, Adam Lang, get this. I'll tell you some statistics right now because I did a sheet today. Since 2019, right, Adam Lang has played. Okay, let me start this again. In 2019 to 2020, Lang played 4 games for the national team. In 2020 to 2021, he played 21 games for the national team, which included 3 Euro 2020 games or Euro 2021 and 10 World Cup qualifiers. 21, 22, he played 2 games. And in 2022 to now, he's played 8 games for Hungary, which includes 6 Nations League games. So that is 35 games in total. 35 games in total. Yeah? Since 2019. Now, another thing that I was told, Adam Lang's participation at Euro 2020 or Euro 2021 the club at least 200k, right? 200 grand. How much do you think Adam Lang is worth as a player right now? How much do you think he's worth?
I don't know, 400.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I don't know.
Okay, 400,000. Well, the club made over 200,000 just for him appearing at one tournament.
What was your question? How much he gets paid, or how much
he's worth? If we were to sell him.
Okay. Yeah, well, obviously, his performances weren't really great, but he's an international player that had some games with his national team. Yeah, I would say around that amount, man.
400,000, yeah?
400, yeah.
Okay. So if he's worth 400K, we made just under half of that, or there or thereabouts, during one European Championship qualifier. Now, as I said, he played 34 games for his nation. Now, if you think about, for example, if the club gets paid 1,000 euros per game that he plays for a friendly game, if the club gets paid 6,000 euros for every qualifier, if the club gets paid 8,000 for every game played at a major tournament, those are just for games played. Imagine how much the club gets for every day he's with an international squad. So every time this guy goes on international duty, the club must be getting anything between 100 to 150 grand in compensation. Yeah?
Sounds about right. Yeah.
Right. So if he's gone on international duty six times, paradigma, since 2019, that's 600K. So it actually works out better for the club to keep him than to sell him, because they're making money that way. Cut him, we got for how much? Nothing.
Yeah, free.
The club made 100 grand for him going to the World Cup. Minimum 100 grand. So you tell me.
I think you have to bear in mind, there's also, in Karim's case, I think Athenon also got an amount, because it's not just the team he plays for now. I think it's also the team he played before he joined us, or it's something to do with the dates and how long he was in the other team before.
I'm not going to dispute that whatsoever. Yeah. But then when you see the likes of, for example, Lozu, who between 2018 and now, he's played 18, 20, 26, 29, 39 times for the national team. You know, the club gets money out of that. No, it's no secret. Panna's played a shit ton of games. I won't say shit ton of games. He's played quite a few games. Fodi has played a shit ton of games. Humble's played 14 games for the national team. And that's including under-21s. And these aren't even including the players that have played under-17s, under-18s. I mean, Banayi, people were asking, why is he signing a new contract? Well, you know, since 2018, he's played, 25 times, or he's been involved in 25 games, whether it be even sitting on the bench. So it makes financial sense for the club to keep these players. There you go, Thasso. Ansari Fadu went to the World Cup, and Omonia made a six-figure sum for it. So, all right, and like Roy said, I probably made something out of it. But at the same time, you know? So the next time people ask, why don't we sell this player or sell that player, look at how many times they played for their national team and see what they're worth from a financial element. Because I've got a spreadsheet here, bruv. I've got a spreadsheet here. With like all the appearances, whether it's African nations, qualifiers, and these are just like guesstimate values. Do you get what I'm saying? It wouldn't surprise me if the club has made well over 2 million since 2019, players going on international duty. Anyway. There's a question here. It's more why Banayi chose to say third choice at Omonia rather than Omonia making money for him. It's a good question or a good statement. But as we've seen, Banayi is number one for the national team, despite being number three for Omonia. Because Dimitriou hasn't been playing. Tumba isn't going to be playing. And who else is available? Mikhail. What's he doing at the moment? Is he third choice at
Anorthosis? He injured. I think he had a knee injury.
like I said,
the beginning of the season. Yeah.
So there you go. Does that answer your question?
Έχει τίποτε ενδιαφέρον, δεν έχει με δηλώσεις πάλι δεν τους είχα την αγάπη μου.
What did the Gatso say? Oh wait, one minute, he wasn't there.
It's Bendoya, the assistant coach.
Bendova?
Not what? Bendova, Bendoya. Bendoya.
So we got the Gatto and Bendova. Oh my god!
Bendova Gatto.
Yeah, oh my god!
You see this message from George?
Yeah, he did. He did. Oh my god! I'm sorry, man. I got carried away. You were saying.
No, I was just gonna. I was thinking of reading what he said.
Yeah, read what Bendova said.
Bendova, Rally, αρχικά το σημαντικό είναι η νίκη. Κάναμε πολλά λάθη, δεν αποδώσαμε καλά. Στο τελευταίο παιχνίδι παίξαμε καλά και χάσαμε. Σήμερα όχι και κερδίσαμε. Πρέπει να έχουμε περισσότερη ένταση στο σύστημα και τα λάθη ήταν σημαντική. Ξέρουμε ότι δεν παίξαμε καλά, αλλά αντλήσαμε αυτοπεποίθηση, κάναμε πολλά λάθη, θα τα διορθώσουμε στη συνέχεια. Ευχαριστούμε τον κόσμο που τέτοια μέρα και τέτοια ώρα ήρθε να μας δει και μας στήριξε. Στο προηγούμενο παιχνίδι παίξαμε καλύτερα και χάσαμε, απόψε κερδίσαμε με χειρότερη απόδοση. Το ποδόσφαιρο είναι αυτοπεποίθηση. Μετά από 2-3 εβδομάδες, ουδής νοιάζεται τι έγινε πριν. Για να πετύχουμε κόντρα στο ΑΠΟΕΛ, πρέπει να διορθώσουμε τα λάθη μας, να παίξουμε μεγαλύτερη ένταση και περισσότερο από 45 λεπτά που παίξαμε. Όλη η δουλειά που έγινε για αυτό το παιχνίδι ήταν για να πάρουμε την νίκη. Προπονητής της ομάδας είναι ο Σοφρόνης, που με την παρουσία του δίνει μια άλλη δυναμική. Απλά ήταν τιμωρημένος και εγώ βρέθηκα μπροστά, αλλά η δουλειά έχει γίνει από τον προπονητή. Εντάξει, οκ. Να μου περιμένεις να πιω φτωχός τούτος.
So you want to be starting something, got to be starting something. So you want to be starting something, got to be starting something. So how to get over, yeah. To love and get over.
Stuck in the middle.
Stuck in the middle.
It's a nightmare. Oh.
2023 review. This is the clip, motherfucker. Oh my god. See?
No.
We make light out of the darkness, honestly. But yeah. Bro, shall we wrap it up?
Yeah,
I think we've taken this shit too far, man.
Yeah. Jeromizodi, from next time we should think of I don't know. Να μας στέλνετε ανέκδοτα, να κάνουμε αστεία, να δεν ξέρω, να λαλούμε, δεν ξέρω, να μην μιλούμε ρε φίλε συνέχεια, εμά, παρακόν έχουμε τίποτα άλλο να πούμε. Ευαρεθήκαν μας. Ευαρεθήκαν μας και ευαρεθήκαν και εμείς. Που το άλλο επεισόδιο να κάνουμε τίποτα. Ας σκεφτείτε ιδέες να κάνουμε, ας πούμε να μιλούμε 5-10 λεπτά το παιχνίδι, ύστερα καλά μισά ώρα για τίποτα άλλο για να αλλάσουν και λίγο τη διάθεση μας.
We should do a karaoke challenge.
Lalis.
Yeah, man.
Get
viewers on. To, well, anyone. We invite the viewers. We could do a giveaway. Like, whoever comes on. Whoever's got, I'll tell you what. Whoever's got the balls to come on and sing a song, I'll send them 50 quid on 50 euros on Revolut just for the banner. I'll do it on the next show.
No. We should get, you know, the winner gets the 50. We should get 3 or 4. It should be a minimum of about 30 seconds. Not just come and say, just your BC.
Karaoke challenge.
Yeah. We'll do it
before the end of the season. We'll do a karaoke challenge and we'll do a cash giveaway. Send it on Revolut.
I'll let to. Is your boss to Garumbanguanis is Rebusha Calophonaris? Απόλλων 96, I will sing. Ας τραγουδήσω, ρε, έχει πρόβλημα.
We just sang you guys Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't need to touch kids either.
I kid out. Don't you want to
wait? No, Bumbo, I don't want to speak Greek. Good vibes.
Good vibes. You have to sing in Greek.
Okay. Okay, I can do that. Kind of.
Chatista challenge. This is also nice. That's nice.
We need to do a baking challenge as well. Who can bake the best vasilobita?
That sort of baking. I thought it was like wake and bake.
No. It's not that kind of show. Not yet, anyway. Wrap it up.
Okay. Guys, was it five games we didn't win? After five games without winning, we won a game.
Nah,
won
who gives a fuck?
It was shit, you know. It was shit, but, you know, the 3 points, we scored a nice goal for Loizos. Όπως είπαμε πριν, το αγωνιστικό τη δεδομένη στιγμή περνά σε δεύτερη και τρίτη μοίρα. Έχουμε στη συνέχεια δύο παιχνίδια με το ΑΠΟΕΛ που σε πολλά μεγάλο βαθμό είναι να κρίνουν τη συνέχεια μας στο κύπελλο και είπα σας, η εξάδα είναι απλά θέμα γοήτρου παρά οτιδήποτε άλλο, η στόχη υποτιμημένη, αλλά μη τι άλλο, όταν έχεις ένα παιχνίδι, περιμένεις να δίνεται σου μια ευκαιρία, ευκάλεις λίγο αντίδραση παραπάνω. Σήμερα το μόνο που κρατούμε είναι τους τρεις βαθμούς και τίποτε άλλο και θα τα πούμε ξανά σύντομα. Έγινε, guys μου. Thanks, thank you. Till next time, πάμε σιλάκα μου.
Δεν κοιμάμαι τώρα πια τα βράδια.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.